I'm gonna get it right though. Nah, but you told me to do it, so I'm gonna do it. They be like, slow up, homie. You're talking too fast. I got a couple of quips. I came to talk trash. Yeah, he's Bucky Watts and Bradley Bax. This is going down. We call it the G Splash. Hey. Heck is going on, world? Bradley Baxter, G Splash. We are live. Got my man Chris Watts with me, riding shotgun.
Hello. I'm not British. I don't know why I did that.
Well, you can be today and see if you can pull off a whole. You think you can pull off a whole episode of you just talking straight British?
Maybe. Is that good?
Nah, it sounded a little Australian. Nah, it was Australian.
Oi, oi.
Speaking of Australian, did you know you could change your? Oh, you don't have an iPhone, but you can change Siri to Australian.
Can you really?
Yeah, I did it. It's
not
really.
Oh, so you don't have to be in Australia to do it.
No. But anyway, whatever. We'll talk about it later.
This is
G Splash, the only podcast on the internet that talks movies, sports, news, technology, poop jokes. The only podcast that knows what a Kardashian salad is.
Do we?
Yeah, we do. No, somebody learned me.
Okay.
It's actually just
All it is really is just a
bigger salad in a wider bowl.
Oh, right, because they eat those big salads.
Yeah, that's really it.
Large. That's it. There's no sexual innuendo. This is not about the Kardashians. Really, it's more just the size of a salad and how you eat it.
And the bowl used to contain said salad.
I'm riveted right now. I am riveted.
Now you know. The more you know. Play the NBC music. All right. Well, let's just kick right into it. Let's start that news. So this is, we'll start off on a sad note, but August Ame dies. Did you know that? August Ames.
I did not know that.
You know, she is a very young porn star. 23 years old. Yeah, she's my ex-girlfriend's favorite porn star.
Well, that's a fun story.
Yeah, we'll get into that later.
What, she died.
So this is actually kind of a crazy story. Cause of death has not been, like, announced just yet.
Okay.
A few days ago, she went on, like, a Twitter rant and was getting bullied on Twitter. And some of her friends or some of the sources that have come out have kind of said suicide.
Oh, yeah, that's what I just pulled up an article about this, and yeah, it's like outlets, the cause of death is currently unknown, but friends suspect it was suicide. She was 23 years old.
23 years old. And 270 movies or
that
scenes.
Can't be true. That's a joke.
Nope, been in the game since 2013, my man.
Holy, that's a lot of work.
I literally just know that because I looked it up tonight. I didn't really like, I don't
no,
have like the entire catalog.
You've watched every single one. You have them organized, favorite to least favorite.
Yeah.
I like where your head's at.
Moving on to sports, kicking the game off hardcore. Your boy Steph Curry is out. Rolled his ankle.
Oh, that's bad for you, amigo.
Yes. So KD was out for a couple of weeks. Now Steph Curry's out, but
they're still doing good, right? They're still shooting baskets, and it's like they say in basketball, let's go do that basketball.
I mean, I'll just say this real quick. No one's going to play serious, like really serious until probably April. Let's be real. May.
I mean, come on. What's the point? You just do good at the stretch, try and take it to the end, shoot all the three-pointers and down.
Yeah. I mean,
has he always had ankle problems? Has he had weak ankles? I've never seen him on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I wouldn't suspect him ever to be on Dancing with the Stars, but you never know with Steph Curry. He does. So in his earlier years, he was definitely suspect as far as a person who can lead a team. It was multiple ankle injuries. It was a big deal early on. But so to see him go out, like, and I saw the game, and it was in the fourth quarter, too. Like, a game that probably doesn't really mean anything, and you hate to see a player go out like that, but he rolled it pretty good. So he might be out for about 2 weeks, I think. But jeez. Yeah.
Well, that's hopefully it gets better for him, for you, because you're a big fan, and I hope he's gonna be okay.
He'll be back. He'll be back balling more than ever. Speaking of balling, Colin Kaep received Sports Illustrated's Muhammad Ali Legacy Award last night. Yeah.
Today's the 6th, right? Yeah. Tell me all about that.
So obviously it's all for, you know, all the stuff he's done off the field as far as this whole protesting thing.
Tell me this. What is the Ali Legacy Award? What is its main, like, what's its objective? What is its main, like, credo? It goes to a athlete or figure that...
Individuals whose dedication to the ideals of sportsmanship has spanned decades and whose career in athletics has directly or indirectly impacted the world.
Okay.
So obviously, he has impacted this country.
There's been impact, yeah, for sure.
Supposedly, he got offered a job with a arena football team.
Doing what? Commentating?
Yep. No, he'll be sitting alongside your boy.
Tony Bromo?
Tony Bromo. Romo.
No, I don't know if he's the worst after I had to listen to Gruden on Monday Night Football.
Oh, Gruden's the best. Don't even.
He's the worst.
No, he's the best. I'd way rather listen to Gruden than I would.
Well, I agree, but they definitely jockey. Put those two in a room, and it would drive me
crazy. You never get anything done.
never get anything done. They just talk around in circles. Wow, I've never seen that before. Man, that reminds me of the time I saw that.
Yeah, one time we could go around and around with that shit. Switching gears, Netflix got some release dates that came out. Have you seen this trailer for Bright with Will Smith?
I have, yeah. I've seen it a couple times.
What do you think?
I think it looks weird, especially being that it's just a film and not like a series where there's, you know, we're kind of in this, not era, but we're in this time in television in general where we, these slow burn shows that kind of build up and build a world for us. And you have this one where all of a sudden it's like a world where magical creatures exist and Will Smith is racist but towards orcs and he gets an orc partner and then it's about them trying to find this magic sword and how they probably learn to be good teammates and overcome and it's all going to happen in like a 2-hour movie that they spent a bunch of money to make that already has been getting blasted for being not good.
Basically, Netflix went to Will Smith, was like, hey, can we do Bad Boys 3? And they were like, no. And then they were like, well, how about this? Like, two cops.
Yeah, hear us out.
One's an orc. So we're going to take, like, Harry Potter and then twist it up with Bad Boys. What do you got? What do you think, Will?
What do we think? You think, are you happy? Are you in? Are you not in? Or, like, he showed up for Bad Boys 3, like, to shoot that first day and was like, Bad Boys 3, so excited. They were like, change of plans. Just a tiny change to the script. This shit's got fairies and goblins and swords and shit. So just play, just roll with the punches, and we will we'll see you. We'll get through this.
We're just gonna CGI Martin Lawrence in later.
Yeah, we'll just put him in later. We'll put a mustache on the orc, and no one will.
Or better yet, it's Men in Black 9. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he was like, okay. And they were mostly what they did is said, hey, Will Smith, here's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Here's more money than we should give you for a Netflix movie. And he said, sure.
I mean, I did Suicide Squad, so I can do this.
Yeah, I can make that work.
So my original thoughts when like Netflix started coming out with these like original films, like they've had some heavy hitters. It had like Adam Sandler and a few other.
Yes.
You started seeing like lately.
Got his thing.
You got Will Smith now. Like at first I was like, are these just movies that just the studio, because they're not. Netflix movies aren't that great.
They're not.
They're more credited for their shows, but I want to say their movies, it almost seems like all the studios were like, nah, we don't want to touch this film. Or like,
all going to pass.
And then Netflix is like,
it's a hard pass.
We got money. And then they do it.
Like, do you see this? Everybody passed on this script. Wow. So the whole plot of the movie is, yeah, what we said. And I think that it's going to be, I think it's going to be a shit show, but we'll see. Maybe I'll surprise. Maybe people will really like it. I always hope that they'll be good, but everything I've heard so far is like, look out, it's a dumpster fire.
I mean, I have yet to see a Will Smith movie besides Wild Wild West. But see, then
I
guess
didn't love.
Yeah. But there's also like a back end too. Cause if you notice when like an actor's movie, like this new Netflix movie comes on, it'll be like four or five other films that are now on Netflix. Like Wild Wild West is literally on Netflix. Right.
They're like, hey, we're rolling this out. Like, you enjoyed that, you'll love Men in Black 2.
Yeah, they're like, here's a we're going to get you residual checks here, 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 and just be in this film here.
We're looking for the first person to really enjoy Wild Wild West, and we think it's you.
Nobody's
actually watched After Earth all the way through, so they're really banking on that.
So actually, Wild Wild West is nothing more than a Black Mirror episode that's just really long and terrible.
It really is. Really long and very poorly done.
Speaking of Black Mirror, season 4 officially got its release date of 12/29 in the latest trailer that dropped.
Is that of this year?
That is of this year.
I'm so freaking excited. I love the show. We already talked about it before, but I love the show.
It's a good show. It's a good show. Also, while we'll just move right on, but while we're talking about Netflix. So recently they fired Danny Masterson off his own show that he put together with Ashton Kutcher called The Ranch.
Yep.
So he was accused of some sexual rape situation. Was it rape?
We don't have to say. We can't. It's not even like the other ones, like groping or taking his wang out. It's rape.
It's flat out rape.
Full on rape allegations. The hard R to the hard P with an A and an E at the end. Hard rape.
All capital letters.
Terrible word to say. Terrible thing to do. Terrible dude, if any of it's even remotely true.
Well, if it's true. I don't want to. So this is obviously the new Hollywood trend right now, and it's very unfortunate. But it's one thing to be accused and then, like, not be convicted or there's no evidence or, like, you know, no one's ever really going to know except the people involved to the T what really happened. So the one thing that I do feel bad about, though, is, like, and I really shouldn't feel bad because he's going to cash out. He'll be fine. He'll be fine no matter what. But, like, it is unfortunate to see something happen to people that, you know, they get accused of something and then, like, fired off of their show and they haven't been presumed or they haven't been convicted guilty or, like, you know, he's not been arrested. He's not, you know, being charged as, like, a regular American like anybody else.
This trend that we're seeing is the fact that the trend is as unfortunate as what leads to it is that powerful men in powerful positions are finally being held to the standards that they should be. They should be held to standards of law and morality and everything. And you break that barrier and then it can come through. I mean, this is four separate women making allegations that that he preyed on them in the early 2000s. I mean, if it's, yes, there's always, we're always going to be on the fence or on the side of, hey, like, did this really happen? Nobody's trying to make a name for themselves or make money off it. But at the same time, like, this is one of those things where if this is a one-off story, it'd be more like, let's dig deeper and make sure he's really saying adamantly, like, this isn't me. But I mean, when everything from Louis C.K. whipping it out to Dustin Hoffman grabbing a feel, like, it's coming to light and being true or something that happened years ago with Kevin Spacey, that whole thing that came to light, like, there's this trend that's happening and it's harder for it's harder for these predators to hide in the shadows and do what they do or at least feel like they can get away with it. And it feels like, I mean, what would you say? If I was accused of rape and I was this guy with money and a show and Ashton Kutcher's my best friend, of course I'd be like, what? No, I want to see my day in court. This is ridiculous. Because if you come out and just be like, yep, I did it, like, you're done. Of course you're going to fight because, like, where's the proof? And then there'll be proof in some form. He'll be like, yep, I fucked it up. Like a big idiot, curly-headed fuck.
Huh, you're not a fan of Danny Masterson.
I'm not a fan of rapists, potential ones that could be.
Even potential ones. So what if it does come out these were all ridiculous accusations?
Then I will call him and apologize.
All right, I'm gonna get his number for you.
Listen.
What are you going to say? Listen?
Like, hey, listen, buddy. He's like, who is this? I was on my podcast. I really laid into you. And after we found out that it was all for a money grab, I'm sorry about that. But when even one of them comes out as true, 100% backed. I'm going to call him on the phone and say, listen, pal, you're going to the slammer, okay? You're going to the slammer, and you're getting lucky.
You're going to the slammer 70 show style.
Something See? That rhymes with the thing that you did, except for it doesn't rhyme. It is a thing you did. It's going to happen to you, buddy, by someone much larger.
Oh, anyway, I don't even know how to transition out of that
one. Shifting gears.
Shifting gears. So we got to
talking about, there we go, talking about predators.
Talking
how
about
them dinosaurs?
Talking about predators, apex predators, dinosaurs. Jurassic World trailer drops tomorrow during Thursday Night Football.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
We got a teaser, I think, yesterday.
I think it's going to be good.
The movie or the trailer?
The trailer, the movie, both of it.
I think the movie will be good. It's got Jeff Goldblum doing Jeff Goldblum stuff.
Hey, Malcolm's back?
Yeah, so he's in a scene. He's like,
but they didn't get Dr. Grant.
Nah.
Couldn't pay Sam Neill enough money to come back.
He's always like, I'm not going to come back. And then like Malcolm comes back and then he's like, oh, I guess I'll come back.
He came back for Jurassic Park 3. He's not going to come back when the movies are like, you know, objectively better and the story's cool and refreshing and making a bunch of money. Now he's got a chip on his shoulder. I'm Sam Neill.
No, he didn't come back in the second one, remember?
No, but came back in the third one, and that's the worst one, easily.
Yeah, I know. Like, you would think he wanted
to... That's like, we gotta go to this other park we built. Like, yeah, you didn't know that? It was a huge project. No one's ever heard about it. We gotta go back. There's pterodactyl cages. We didn't have those in the first one.
Yeah, now it's all kinds of shit.
Now it's everywhere. Now it's like, I can camouflage, and I'm a frog, and I'm a soldier dinosaur.
I'm a soldier dinosaur. I'm actually a transformer.
Wouldn't surprise me. Shia LaBeouf's like, crossover. Oh, Mom! Whatever he says in those movies.
What's your take on trailers actually getting, like, there's release dates for trailers?
I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, it's one of those things.
Are we at that point?
There's always been things like that, though. There's always been, I mean, in a sense, it's always been like, oh, the Super Bowl, that's where you're going to see the Star Wars or wait for this. But now it's definitely, you know, more like it builds hype. Plus, for Thursday Night Football, I mean, that's just a suffering thing. The players don't like doing it.
Yeah,
the fans don't like going to it. Nobody watches it. And so they're like, well, maybe this will help. If you guys stick around for at least half this game or just tune in right at halftime, we'll see a spike in our numbers. Or 10 minutes later, everyone will just watch on YouTube and they'll be like, that was a dumb idea.
Yeah. Well, I think it's actually streaming on Hulu.
Of course it is. So Hulu's got the rights. They're like, yeah, laying it down, son.
Yeah, that universal money. Jordan Peele. Your boy from Get Out, which I still
love it.
Still have my vote for best movie of 2017.
Yeah. Yeah, I could get behind that.
Twilight Zone. He's getting to do the Twilight Zone.
What
do you think? You're a big Twilight Zone fan.
Huge Twilight Zone fan. I think that it is I think it's awesome. I think that just looking at Get Out, it had almost that, you know, Black Mirror is what I would consider to be like our today's Twilight Zone. It's kind of a hybrid between Twilight Zone and The Outer Limits in the sense that it's, you know, based more on the sci-fi side of things dealing with technology.
Right.
But I feel like his style in Get Out, that it dealt with people and it dealt with humanity turned on its side looking at something through a different lens. I think that's what Twilight Zone was always about. There were episodes that were more sci-fi. There were episodes that were more horror. There were episodes that were, you know, in some ways just weird fantasy magic stuff or abstract thought, but it was always about the people and how they interacted with each other, how they interacted with the world around them that was a little bit wrong or they were a little bit off kilter.
Right.
I think looking at Get Out, that's exactly what that movie is, and I think he's going to translate that across really, really well. I'm excited for it. I mean, Rod Serling's dead. It's not like he's going to come back and make anything happen. So I think if anybody could take the reins, Jordan Peele's going to crush.
Yeah, nah, he's I'm excited to see it. Now, if I told you that Get Out was actually a sequel to the movie Being John Malkovich.
Hmm.
What would you say? Would that ruin it for you, or?
I mean, is it how is it in the sense that it's on somebody's head?
No. Have you seen? Well, it has to do with like the brain,
Yeah. I mean, that'd be interesting. Is that a theory you've heard?
So that it's a fan theory that came out after the movie, but Jordan Peele was like, I actually like this theory. And really? Has the same character. Or has the same, not character, but the same actress in both films.
Really? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I would never have put that together. I mean, they're both that kind of, wow, that's interesting. That is quite the theory.
Yeah, it's kind of twisty, right? There's a good video of Jordan Peele reading some Reddit theories, fan theories, and he's like, this is real, this is not, but this is weird. And he's a lot of people smoke a lot of weed, is basically what he said. But speaking of twisting stuff up and twists, this threw me through a ringer. But what do you, I mean, this came out recently. Quentin Tarantino apparently has had some Star Trek. He's had some Star Trek like episodes that he's kind of turned into a movie now, is what I've read.
Interesting.
I can't imagine Quentin Tarantino Star Trek film, but I'm not mad at it.
No, that would be interesting. I mean, that's funny. That brings up the fact we talked about Black Mirror, but how one of the episodes from this coming season is called, like, I think it's the USS Celestial. Is that right?
Right. Where it looks like kind of like Star Trek.
It looks like dead on like Star Trek. Like they wear the same color suits. They have the things, and it's more like taking the twist of Black Mirror's kind of darker side of looking at that. And so it's interesting to think that Tarantino, I would love to see something a little more. Space is freaking scary, and sometimes the Star Trek stuff can be a little campy and doesn't think about that. I mean, same can be said for Star Wars or any of those things, but like, at the end of the day, space is a scary thing, and there's a lot of shit that can go wrong pretty much every time you move.
Yeah, I just couldn't picture a Klingon being tied up and like stuck in the middle with you.
Getting his ridges cut off.
Yeah, just getting off.
Oh, my ridges.
There's a good Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode that's actually St. Patrick's Day, and they do a similar thing. It's pretty funny.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you've heard the latest and greatest news, right?
Mm-hmm.
Disney and Fox, they're closing the deal.
Are there any details at all that you know of, your insider brain has got on this?
From what I've...
What it's for? What are they getting? What's not it getting? Do they get the X in Fox?
They're still, I think, trying to sort out exactly. I think they're getting... There's one studio they're not getting that's not in the deal now. But a number came out, which is close to $60 billion.
Okay. That seems like a lot of money.
It's hard to say what play they're going to move, what things they're going to move around, what they're going to do with, like, are they going to keep all the questionable dark stuff? Are they going to just cancel a bunch of shit?
Yeah, we talked about that a couple weeks back.
We did.
And I still am so... This is such an interesting merger with everything that Fox owns and what rights and properties they're going to get, what they won't take, what they won't touch. This is crazy. I mean, some of the things make sense. Like, no, actually, it doesn't. I was just reading this thing right here. The deal contemplates sell Fox's Nat Geo, Star, regional sports networks, movie studios, and stakes in Sky and Hulu, among other properties. What would remain at Fox includes its news and business divisions, broadcast network, and the one that catches me is Fox Sports, which is interesting because Disney's parent company is ESPN.
Right.
So that seems like they would want those. But that also is interesting if Disney absorbs the rights to Hulu, then they wouldn't have to launch their own streaming service. They would just
put it all into Hulu. Nah.
Would they cancel Hulu and make you get everything that you can get on Hulu through the Disney streaming app? No, there's too much brand name. There's too much brand identity in Hulu, I think, as a streaming service.
You think so? I don't think Hulu's winning. I don't think Hulu's winning the streaming game.
I don't think it's winning. I think where it's at now, it would be more difficult to start a brand new service called, well, you just transpeel subscription. But I personally, even for me, it'd be weird. Like, okay, I'm going to the Disney streaming app to watch Lucifer. Like, instead I'd be like, I'm going to go to Hulu and watch my Disney stuff.
Yeah, but the Disney name, though, I think is what.
That's true. The Disney sells a lot of that. The Disney name, make a lot of money. There's make nobody that is money. Italian involved. I don't know why that even happened, but it came out of my mouth.
I followed you. I was like, oh, yeah.
Anytime you talk about the money, I get the fingers up and I'm buying a Ferrari. I don't know. Wow.
You've been playing Mario too much, man.
Whew, I think I blacked out. Who was that?
It's a me, Mario.
Some Italian guy just burst in here.
Some Italian plumber came in slanging pizza and
slanging Zaz at me, or plumbers, or whatever they do.
Yeah. Ba-ba-bum. I think, I don't know, man. It'll be interesting. I also heard a rumor that Netflix was trying to get the X-Men animated series, but
hell yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be weird, that whole thing. They're going to remove everything off of Netflix. They got their, what's going to happen to like all the, see how excited I got? My voice kind of went up a little bit.
What you think going to happen?
What's going to happen with all the,
what happened?
The Netflix Marvel stuff, man. Daredevil and Defenders.
I don't know. It's such a, what a conundrum we find ourselves in.
We'll wait and we'll let this drama unfold. But that brings us to the big buzz of the week. Now the shit's about to kick off. This party looks great. Feel the vibration.
Come on.
Los Angeles is now the largest city to legalize recreational marijuana. See how I did with the buzz and the buzz of the week? You see what I did there?
Hey, I see what you did there.
Buzzing.
That's crazy. I didn't know that they did that.
Yeah, so the law will pass, they passed whatever, it's supposed to be signed by the mayor, I think, and it's supposed to go down all for January 1, 2018.
Wow. Well, that's gonna be a thing,
right? So
is that bit mean, what is that? Let's talk about this. What does that even mean?
So there are a few things. So under the Los Angeles regulations, residential neighborhoods would largely be off limits to pot businesses. There will be buffer zones set up around schools, libraries, and parks.
Okay.
Not really clear on how many businesses, if any, will be ready to open their doors.
Right. You got to get facility and move in your product. There will be some, for sure. They're just like, who cares?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Girl Scout cookie, you're already setting up shop anyway, so it's probably the move to make. Are they still? I don't even know the season when they sell those cookies. They just come, and I'm like,
Let me get some of those. It just happens. It's like it's Girl Scout season. It's like a new month that exists in between all other months.
Yeah,
Girl Scout time.
So they don't know how many businesses will actually be ready to go January 1. The dense set of regulations passed Wednesday dictate where pot can be grown and sold in the new marketplace, along with how businesses will be licensed. So I'm wondering if they'll do this somewhat like similar to a liquor license. So there's only so many the city that has, you know?
Yeah, so they'll just give out this. I think it's really cool that first one, just before we move to that thing about off, like in residential neighborhoods, would be largely off limits, pot businesses. I think that's important because, you know, if you have a bunch of these things popping up in like really poor areas or really drug heavy kind of slum areas or stuff, it's just going to be like every mini mall would just be like, we buy gold. Liquor store, pot shop, vape store, pot shop. So I think it's good they're like really regulating where they can be, who can do it, and like you said with those like liquor license type things. I think that's good.
Right. So you're not going to Verizon Wireless and then next to it you got a vape shop and then next to that you got
Metro PCS.
Metro PCS, the liquor store, and then your weed shop. Like
it's like, whoo, look at this. Hit all the places on the way home.
Across the street from the high school, yeah. So,
check cashing.
Right next to the check, yeah. And then there's an Apple store. That's good. I agree with that. I think that's, you know, one way to, kind of control the situation, I guess. It'll be interesting to see how this all pans out. They say the projected value of the movement will be up towards $7 billion.
Woo! Hot diggy!
So then there should be no reason why Los Angeles can't fill potholes, right?
I see what you did there. Potholes.
I'm on fire, baby. Get it? On fire. Boy,
this guy cannot.
I can't stop.
He's all the way up.
Some so high. But this always comes back to it in this whole industry, which I always find is the struggle when you're a business person trying to make moves. Because marijuana is illegal in the eyes of the federal government, banks won't, they don't fuck with you.
I don't fuck with you.
If you're a dispensary
right,
or a grower,
right.
It's all cash.
You gotta bankroll yourself.
So you gotta get that, you're paying that security and those, you gotta have those vaults in your spot.
Well, that's right. There's so much cash, so much money that just like sits in. Yeah, the national bank system makes it impossible. It's a thing. It's so, a big deal. You gotta watch all your money, and there's robberies and all kinds of crazy stuff.
So yeah, I mean that's a whole nother. I mean I can't imagine. You can't even put it on the books. Like how do as a, let's say you work there.
I wish I knew any of the details on it because it seems like there's good money in it.
Seems like there's great. I mean, it seems like the move to be made. I mean, it's been legal in California for almost 20 years now. Just not
is that right?
Not recreationally. Yeah. Yeah.
Hot diggy.
I mean, I don't know, man. There's gotta, at what point does the government, now that there's like five states, I don't know how many
recreational
states
use is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 states.
There you go. 7 states.
8 states, sorry. 8 states and counting
Alaska. 8 states.
I think they just give you a pound of weed when you cross
the border.
Like,
hey, please stay here. Don't leave.
Just hang out. You'll hate it just as much in 6 months, but it, man, it's pretty and you'll be high as a kite.
Yeah, we got, here's your weed, here's a box of Eggos and some Girl Scout cookies and a Netflix account. Just stay here.
New York has medical marijuana broadly legalized. Idaho, where I live, it has nothing and will be the last state. They will hold out
absolutely.
Till the end of time.
Absolutely the last.
Well, what if we just, we don't need money. We need, this is what's going to bring in the pothead until all
we already have
die.
Enough methamphetamines here.
Oh, this will only, it's a gateway drug and a smoking a reefer.
Who does that remind me of? Futurama, I think. That reminds me of.
Nixon's
head.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
So that's going to be the buzz of the week. Get high on your own supply. Just make sure you're buying it. Right way.
Cool.
All right, so we're doing this December edition of Splash, Trash, and Average. I don't know why I do that. It's so
yes.
Stupid.
I don't know why
all right,
like
all right. All right, man, did you seen the rollout for December? Before we do get started, though, I do want to say this. If you think that we missed a movie, you're like, why didn't they talk about this film?
Oh, my favorite film was coming. Nobody didn't say nothing about that.
If you disagree with us, let us know on Twitter that we don't have accounts, but you can find me at bradleybaxter.com at Bradley Baxter Twitter
.com
or you just go to fuck you Brad and just .com and write all kinds of shit.
Write whatever you want or just comment at the below this
comment
podcast.
Comment below on the podcast. We will have a website soon as well as a email newsletter, so
woohoo,
be prepared for
growing.
Yeah. Growing like marijuana. So, I saw this movie a couple weeks ago, Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
You saw it already?
I saw it already.
I already know what you're going to say about it.
You already know?
I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say? Would we talk about it already? I think we did.
You're going to say you love it.
Yeah, Splash all the way. This is a good film.
Did you Splash all the way?
Splash all the way. I think it'll be award winning.
Yep.
Great cast. Has a kind of a twist in there. There's a little twist in
there. Is it Coen Brothers?
Mm-mm.
It's not. Directed by Martin McDonagh.
Yeah.
But it has some of those people, like that lady that was in Fargo, and then it has Woody's in there and Sam Rockwell, right?
Right.
Okay, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Suspense. It's got a little twist. It's got some humor. It's a little quirky. It got a great score on Rotten Tomatoes.
It is certified fresh.
I agree with you. 93%, I agree. Absolutely splash. And it will be a name that floats around for award season.
Yep.
Come on!
All right, why don't you read off the next film?
The Disaster Artist. This is the Franco Brothers film, right?
Yes, I've also seen this film.
Okay, this one, just to get right, this is about the guy who made arguably one of the two worst movies of all time, right? One of the two, because Ed Wood made the Planet 9 one, and then this movie that this guy made, The Room, is like up there for worst movie ever made.
The Room is known as the best worst movie ever made.
Best worst movie ever.
And it cost $6 million, no one knows where that money really went, but also, this movie is actually played on, I can't think of the channel, but on April Fool's. I want to say it's like TNT or something. No, it's probably like, maybe I don't even know if they do it anymore. But
AMC or TCM.
Yeah,
FXXX.
There's all kinds of scene, like, screenings of this film still, and
sure.
But on April Fool's, they like do a marathon.
Just play it over and over and over.
The first time I saw it, and I was like,
what? It's a cult film for sure. But this movie, does it take? I'm curious. But just before we get like too far, but I don't want to know any spoilers. But like, does it take a more comedic look at this scenario? Is it more trying to retell the story? Or,
so,
because all I know is it got a great score.
That's a great question, and I will say there's the question up in the air. Do I need to see The Room before I see this movie to really get it? No,
right?
No, you don't. It's a standalone film. It's actually based off a book, with the same name. It is a little bit more funny of a poke fun kind of thing, but the movie that was made was a serious movie. This guy like put it in theaters for 2 weeks so it could be considered for an Academy Award.
Okay.
Hey, out of pocket, he just kept it in a theater so that he could do that. There's going to be people that go see this film who have probably no idea that this is like a real movie. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And
Right.
I definitely felt like there were some scenes where I was like, this is a real thing. People are just dying laughing in the theater, and I kind of felt bad.
Yeah.
I was just trying to have fun with it because it is a funny, funny movie. It's got a great cast. Everybody from Zac Efron is in it to, you know, obviously the Franco brothers.
Seth Rogen.
Anybody who's been in a Seth Rogen film is in there, except for Jonah Hill and Mike. Why can't I think of his name?
Mike Pence.
His name's probably even Mike. I just called him Mike. Michael Cera.
Okay.
But I love this film. I'm gonna say it's a splash. Go see it.
Yeah, I agree. I think splash too. I mean, I did hear, you know, it got great buzz about it, but you know, you get that group together and there's usually something cool that happens. They've only missed the mark a couple times. So, yeah, definitely splash. Maybe it won't make a ton of money, but splash.
Yeah, you know what's funny about this, though, is like it's a movie about making a shitty movie.
Right. And a good movie about making a shitty movie.
Yeah, and this is probably going to... This will win some award somewhere. I don't know if that's like fucked up or like... I don't know how you look at that. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Margot Robbie plays your girl Tonya Harding.
Yeah.
I, Tonya. I think I've seen one trailer on this. I actually really want to see this movie. There was a screening that I missed that I want to see, but...
I, Tonya, I barely knew ya. Ah!
Does that work? We're going to give judges? All right, we're giving it to them.
Bang! Tonya Harding.
I actually really want to see this movie. It's more of like an indie... Is it more of like an indie flick?
It's got that vibe to it, right? Like, it's a little more, like, laid back, not being pushed out there a ton, darker side of it. Sebastian Stan in there rocking that mustache.
Yes.
It's got a good cast. I mean, you know that Margot's going to carry that movie.
Yes. She was caught hanging out with Tonya Harding at some...
The actual Tonya Harding? The
actual Tonya Harding, so probably after some premiere or something.
Well, look at that.
Certified Fresh on... Tomato meter on Rotten Tomatoes for those people who ride or die by that number.
Right.
I think it's going to be a splash. I think it's a perfect movie for Margot Robbie.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
I think she's really good at absorbing characters that are like already well known.
Right.
I think it'll be good. I think it's going to be a splash.
Splash on that one. Look at this. It's a good month.
It's a good way to cap off the year.
It's a good month. I mean, we've had three movies. We missed one on this list, The Shape of Water, and that's getting crazy good reviews as well.
Right.
And that's four movies right out of the gates. Bam, bam, bam. That's four times you can go to the movies and get a home run or at least a double off the wall four times.
And I'm glad you brought that up because I think that movie's going to get... It's going to be a miss. I feel like it's going to be a really good movie that people miss.
Interesting. Because it's got like a 95%, but it's one of those things you think people will be like, what? What was that movie? What happened?
Yeah, it's a sci-fi movie that people just be like, whatever. I saw it. It's supposedly.
Throwing another one by.
Supposedly a Hellboy prequel.
Is it really?
Word on the street.
So it's supposed to be Abe Sapien in the thing.
Was that a spoiler?
Well, I hope that's not a spoiler.
It is.
Well, Doug Jones is in the cast, and he played Abe Sapien, so sweet. And in the picture, you can clearly tell it's an Abe Sapien-type character, so that doesn't surprise me. And it's Guillermo del Toro. Now I'm in. I will see it.
Got him.
Got me. You got me. Lassos on. Pull him in, boys.
This movie has gotten a lot of... There's a lot of talk about it right now. And I think there's a lot of missed talk right now. I'm talking Gotti featuring, or starring rather, John Travolta.
Oh, the man himself, John Travolta.
Mr. Saturday Night.
Mr. Saturday Night Massage.
So this movie was apparently dropped or something by Lionsgate, but turns out it's actually just for bigger distribution. Nothing to do with any weird Hollywood stories. However, it's being projected that way.
Yes, the first thing I just was scrolling past its little feed, and the first comment somebody put on here was, oh my god, going against Star Wars?
Yeah, well, that's your biggest mistake.
Really? This movie's got more balls than Ferdinand released in the same week?
True, true.
Yeah, it's going to be... I'm going to go first on this one right out of the gate. It's going to be trash.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I'm going to go average on this. I think this will be an okay film. I think it's going to get missed at the box office for sure.
There's no... I mean, his wife, John Travolta's wife is in it. He's in it. Kevin Connolly from Entourage is directing. The rest of the cast is misses all the way around. I just think... Or people that could have had a great career but never turned into anything. This is trash.
Wow. All right. We got our first differences.
Yep. You said average?
I said average, and it's going to be a miss at the box office, so it'll be trash at the box office, but you're saying trash all around.
I'm thinking it's going to get 30%.
Love it. I love it.
Love it.
Love it. I don't know about...
Well, we can't both be B. One of us has to be C.
Oh, yeah.
We're keeping tallies to see who said so we can go back and talk about it.
Who's a bigger idiot?
January.
Yeah. Although...
Who's a bigger...
Although I base my ranking on my opinion of the film, so
sure, yeah, that's true.
Can't shit on me.
I think about like the bigger picture, which is why we both actually work out really well. Yeah.
Ferdinand,
you're like the viewer in the seats, and I'm like the critic in the sheets. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I don't know if we just went. Well, yeah, okay, I'm with it.
All right. Yeah, all right.
Your boy John Cena leaving the WWE for a minute to be a
who?
John Cena.
I can't see him. Where is he?
I see what you did. You got jokes.
Oh, you see what I did?
I see not what you did. See, nah.
Yeah, Ferdinand the Bull, the retelling, the animated retelling of the classic Ferdinand the Bull story. Yep.
Chris, go in.
We're in such a time of passable movies, and it's an animated film. I'm just going to say average all the way across. It'll make enough money to justify that they made it, and it has some star power, a little tiny bit of star power in it, and it comes out against Star Wars, but that's okay because kids can't see Star Wars. I mean, kids can, but you know, whatever. I just think it's going to be average all the way across. Not a great score. Very missable.
I'm surprised this one's not getting backlash for its for its cast.
Oh, for casting, for having the
white people, and a
Hispanic story and putting John Cena.
Yep.
Putting White Hulk in the main role.
As well as Kate McKinnon.
Yep, Kate McKinnon. Until you get to the porcupines.
I think it'll be average. That'd be nice.
Yeah, I'm just going to say right down. It's just going to be right down average. Right down Middle Avenue.
All right. This is where, from here on out, I think it's crunch time.
Yeah, it's real going to get messy.
Yeah, real messy. All right. Let's see if we can bang these out real quick.
Boom.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Average.
I'm going to say trash, but it's going to be funny, but it's going to be a terrible movie.
You know what? I'm going to say bad movie makes average to average plus money because The Rock will help carry it and Kevin Hart. It's got good. It's got great stars. It's got a great cast.
True.
As far as what it is. But I have low hopes of the film being like a well-done movie, especially with the angle they're taking and how maybe I think it's good in some senses to turn things lighthearted. The original Jumanji is really good, but it's really good because when you watch it now, you're like, oh my God, I watched this as a kid.
Just scary as hell.
It's dark and heavy. It's scary as hell that lady's on the stretcher and she's like seizing while they put her in there because she got bit by one of those mosquitoes. Yeah. That's nightmare fuel.
Oh man.
And so this one's more like, oh, Kevin Hart ate cake. He exploded. Like, so we'll see.
Their last film they did together wasn't very good.
Yeah, it didn't go over well. I really liked it. Was the last one they did Central Intelligence?
Yeah, you liked that movie?
Loved it.
That was a bad movie.
I watch it all the time.
That's what I'm saying. It's a funny movie, but it's a bad film.
Yeah. Totally, totally had lots of shortcomings. But that one got like a 60% and it made good money. I mean, they think they're gonna make a second one, so
They are? Oh no. Yeah, I actually saw it in 40X on accident.
Whoa.
Yeah, stupid.
What an experience.
It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever experienced. Like, why did this movie get put in 40X? Anyway.
Why am I doing this right now? They're talking for a lot of it.
Zac Efron gets brought up again, as well as your boy Wolverine in Greatest Showman.
I think average again. I mean, it's one of those things. It's got pizzazz, but like even in the trailer, it's like from one of the guys that thought La La Land was a good idea. It's like really stretching. Jackman's. I mean, there'll be some good parts to it, but I think this is one of those movies that just nobody asked for necessarily, and yet it's happening.
Right.
So
that's a good way to put it. Nobody asked for it. No one was like, man, when are they gonna make a Barnum and Bailey? Yeah.
If I don't get my Barnum and Bailey musical pretty soon, I'm going to lose my shit.
Yeah, no, I'd agree. I think we're going average on this one, average squared. All right, calling all pitches out there.
That was really bella bad. Bitches.
Hella pitches. They made another one of this movie, I can't believe it, but the girls actually love it. It's called Pitch Perfect 3, Last Call Pitches.
What do you think?
This movie, I didn't like any of them.
Really? You didn't like the first one?
No.
I like the first one.
My ex-girlfriend loved these movies, but I don't.
Well, that can't sour the pot.
That doesn't sour the pot. I just never liked any of these movies.
Oh, man. I mean, this is a tough one. I think this will make money because it has a huge following, so I think that's good for it.
Right.
The second one was actually directed by Elizabeth Banks, and I thought she did a really good job. But this one's got a different director. It's 93 minutes long, so that's an interesting sign. Not that every movie has to be 2 hours anymore. It's just, you know, you see a 93-minute and you're like, whoa, look at that. It's short.
I just think the time frame and what is, like, it's the third one in the trilogy.
Yeah, they're all tired and they just want paychecks. I'm gonna go. It's going to be an average movie. I don't think it's necessarily going to be trash, but I think it'll make money.
It'll be as equal to Hangover 3. It's same story.
Just keep doing it again. You guys are in trouble. You got to sing your way out of this one. How are you ever going to do it?
Right. You got drunk again. You left. You hang out with a tiger. I don't know how you did it.
Maybe you three shouldn't hang out.
Yeah, exactly. Downsizing with your boy Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. average.
Oh, you're saying average, huh?
It's got a good, I mean, it's already got some reviews coming in for it at a 64. I think it's average.
I'm going to say this movie's going to be trash. It's a great idea, though. I like the idea.
I think it's clever. The preview that I've seen, that's one thing I will say. There are some movies where, like, some of these ones that may be average, and I'm like, wow, I'm actually intrigued. Like, Greatest Showman on Earth is a great example. I look at that, and I'm like, I really don't, if that one goes right on by, I will not miss it. But watching the trailer for Downsizing, I'm like, I'm intrigued enough to go and see that just to find out, or at least wait until it's in the Dollar movies.
I will say this. One of the things that I was like, I predicted very quickly on in just the trailers, and I'm never one to go back and like watch all 19 trailers that are all different because they felt they needed to put more footage out there or whatever.
Right.
But with Downsizing, they did this, and because I go to the movies so much, I've seen, that's really where I see trailers.
Right.
And usually I'm reading comic books during it this time. But I noticed, like, I knew coming out the gate that they go in there as a couple, like, oh, we're going to downsize. We're going to be rich as fuck and be small. And then I knew out the jump that his girl was going to bail on him because he was, like, single throughout the whole thing. And then later trailers, it came that came out. And I was like, okay, now I know the whole, like, okay, now what else is in this story?
Yeah, like, what else happens? Now you've given me that little nugget, that little breadcrumb, Hansel. I'd like to follow it.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my take. I think it's going to be trash, but it's going to be a great idea. It's just not the time for it. If this is like March, that's a good March movie.
Great, great. Yeah, it's going up against a tough December, a tough beginning to December.
I mean, look, like, we just named off, like, five movies that it's like, if I have to pick between one of those movies, what are you picking? Between Ferdinand, Jumanji, Greatest Showman, Pitch Perfect 3, and Downsizing. Even this next one.
Which one I have to go to for opening day?
Before you answer that, I'm going to throw this next movie in there. Father Figures.
Trash.
Trash. Trash. I agree.
Movie. Watching the trailer. There are some trailers you watch, and you're like, I saw the entire movie, and I hated it.
Again, is another movie that is the wrong time. I love Owen Wilson. I think he's a good actor.
Me too.
He has a very specific role.
Absolutely. But, hey, it's me, Owen Wilson.
Oh, come on. You just kind of, you got to chime in there, buddy. Oh,
get in there. Yeah. Anyway. That's really good.
Anyway, so this is another film, Father Figures, that we called it trash. I agree with you. I'm going to call it that. But out of those, what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 films, out of you've seen everything else that we've already named, all the good ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your options are go see one of these movies or have a pizza and watch some Netflix.
Yeah, probably. I mean, if downsizing being at a 64% could easily be the highest percentage wise, unless one of these is a big surprise, which I would love to see. But I mean, if you made me go to one, I'd go see Jumanji. Just have a good time.
Right.
Or Pitch. Just have fun. Greatest Showman's going to be like a lot of singing and then a lot of like, it's really hard when you're poor trying to run a circus. And I just don't have that in me. And Downsizing is going to be too quirky. And Father Figure is just going to be like, why did I do that?
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that. There's always one of those, I guess, every month. So I'm probably going to see out of those two, was it six? I keep counting because I can't. I'm even throw Gotti in there. Sure. I'll probably see all but two.
Yeah.
Which I clearly was very vocal on which ones I won't see.
Which ones?
All right, following that, we'll get back into the good stuff. The Post.
The Post. This is about the Tom newspaper Hanks. Post. This is about Tom Hanks.
It's about Tom Hanks playing another guy in the very Steven iconic Spielberg, role.
Meryl Streep. That's all you need to know. You get those two names in a film together. The other actor could be Oscar the Grouch and Adolf Hitler, and I'd see.
Whoa. Oh, okay. That's funny. It's drastic, but I'm
because probably Hanks offsets Hitler. And Meryl Streep's general just aura offsets Oscar the Grouch. That's just science. That's not even
true. I mean, that's pretty. Anyway,
just the same old battle. You know, Jesus and the Devil, Hanks and Hitler.
Hey, that's a film right there. Hanks and Hitler.
Hanks and Hitler. My friend Hitler.
Battle it out.
Spielberg
like,
movie.
It's basically the big story. It's just a big story, but like instead
is
of
is this
the
just going to be like spotlight of this year?
With the Post?
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those films that, like, comes in last minute for award season, I think, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a good film, I think. I don't think it's going to be necessarily the best film of the year, in my opinion, but it's going to be one of those. This was a, because it's a true story, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Although The Disaster Artist is also a true story.
Sure. No. A different twist on a true story.
Yeah, definitely. It'll be good. I think it's going to be a splash all the way to the bank.
Splash all the way to the bank. Agree.
It's going to be one of those, we're at the age now, right? Where you and I are both adults, but like our parents is going to love this. Like they're going to run out to see this.
Did you see The Post? Like, yeah, I saw it because I'm an adult now and I pay taxes.
They'll be like, it's going to be a Sunday film, right?
Oh, what are you, honey, do you want to go? Do you want to go to the films? We can go see the pictures. We can go to the pictures, catch a matinee, see?
I'm going to go see it, obviously, because, me and Tom Hanks are pretty close now that I've seen him in real person, so.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah.
Now that I walked past him at Disneyland, we're basically best buds.
Yeah, you keep texting him, he doesn't text you back.
Well, he will, he's busy.
He's busy. You're like Peter Parker texting Iron Man.
They keep throwing these restraining orders at me, and I keep knocking them out of the park.
That's all the films for December, right, Chris? Did I miss anything?
No, you didn't miss a single film. Not one in there missing. There's this little tiny independent film called Star Wars: Last Jedi.
Oh, right.
But I don't think anybody's going to see it if they even show it in any main theaters. You might be able to catch it at the Flicks.
For $5. Just wait till this one comes out on video.
Yeah, don't VHS. Trouble yourself. It will be
beta. Massive. Beta Max.
Yes, Star Wars Last Jedi. What do you think?
It's going to be a cash cow, obviously.
Oh, it's going to be all good. The dollars.
The last one was really, the last one was pretty good. It was basically this, actually, I take that back. It wasn't pretty good. I thought it was pretty average, the last one, because it was basically the same film as episode 4.
Yeah, we had to suffer through Hayden Christensen for 2 years, so it was a nice breath of fresh air trying to write the ship. Sometimes to write the ship, you got to get it back cranked.
That's why Rogue One was so good.
True that. I very much agree.
I think this is the movie that every Star Wars geek has been waiting for.
Yeah, duh. A-bling.
We got Luke Skywalker back in the mix. No one knows who's a bad guy, who's a good guy. We'll probably talk way more about it next week because I'm going to see it. Will I see it before you? Probably.
I'm seeing it on the 14th.
The 14th?
The 15th.
You're going to see it on the 15th?
Yeah. You seen it on the 14th?
I'll probably see it on the
9th.
13th.
Oh, snap. How you going to do that?
Because they be dropping film out here a little slightly early.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I'll go to that. There's a fan event.
Oh, how fancy.
And then I'll come home and I'll talk all about it on our next podcast.
Sweet.
I'm going to spoil everything. Or maybe I'll just be like that. I'll be like that nerdy kid that's like, and then, oh my God. And then like, their lightsaber like lit up and it was like, womp, womp. Nah, I won't be like that.
No, I won't. Please don't do that.
Yeah, no, I won't be that guy. But they're adding, I'm sure they'll add this episode to the park and the ride. It'll be great.
Love it. Love it or leave it.
Love it or leave it. You better gank weight. Better hit the... That's a Vanilla Ice line. I don't want to play that.
Please don't. Let's move past that.
That is the filmology for December. So if we missed the film or we said something you didn't like, let us know. Chris, what are your famous last words on this motherfucking podcast?
You know, I really am reminded of my old friend, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, when I say, streams may spring from one source, and yet some be clear and some be foul. And I think we all know what that means.
That's what we're doing, I'm going to say, everything is coming up Milhouse. Milhouse is the number one motherfucking GIF of the year.
Love him.
So everything is coming up Milhouse. Those are my last words. This is G Splash. This is December Splash Dash Average Edition. We are signing off. You're out of here, baby. Hey.